Thank you for listening to this episode of An IT Minute. Today is Friday, August 22nd, 2014, and I'm speaking with Jeff Francis at the School of Music. Jeff's background in music engineering technology spans business and academia. His time at Sony Classical Productions found him working with such people as Yo-Yo Ma and John Williams, and while at USC, he has designed the audio engineering curriculum. Jeff, how have you seen music engineering technology progress from the time you started working with it until now?
I've seen an amazing change in the ability, mainly due to computers and digital audio. Computers have gotten so much faster that allows us to do things in real time that used to take minutes or hours to process, and especially convenience and portability. I used to drag several thousand pounds of equipment, truck it across the country to do a orchestral recording session. Now that fits in a bag on my shoulder with a laptop. So that's really made things convenient and easy. We can now work not just in a studio, but also at home on headphones, down at the beach, wherever you happen to be, you can get production work done. But the increases in technology just allow the technology to get out of the way and become tools to create music and create art. And that's the thing that's the hardest, is working so that the technology doesn't become a hindrance. The most important thing is working with artists, working with musicians. And I'll bring students in, some of whom have little music background, and kind of throw them into the hot seat or into the deep end of the pool, putting them where they have to produce a session with a chamber music group, trios, quartets. And I'll arrange that as a three-hour session using American Federation of Musician Union rules, or at least a modified set of those. And it really forces them to think on their feet. And many times it's the first time that they have to critique other musicians. And that's a difficult thing for them at first because they think, I don't play the violin, I don't play piano, how can I talk to someone who plays the violin really well? Well, you have ears, and so you are there as part of the team to create the best possible performance. It's not a criticism, it's constructive. And so students need to learn that, and the best way is right in the heat of the moment. We do laugh because they often put their foot in their mouth and say some things that are not the most constructive, but that's the way they learn through that situation, about when to say something, when not to say something, how to say constructive criticism gently that conveys what they need to do, and how to use humor to break the ice and not belittle someone.
What do you incorporate into the audio engineering curriculum?
It's a combination of theory and the technology behind the tools that we use, and then it's the techniques and the hands-on of using those tools. So we'll study microphones, how microphones work, the different types of transducers, how the polar patterns work, but then we'll actually use those microphones on instruments and listen to them. And then in a next level class, deal with using those microphones in stereo and surround configurations, and then begin adding additional microphones to that main pair and see how they interact when you begin to use multiple microphones. And that leads into the other realms of technology through consoles and recorders and digital audio workstations and the various tools that they give us. I try to impart professionalism, that students prepare for the sessions they're going to do. That's often something that even when they think they've prepared, they're not actually prepared. And that preparation can be technical preparation, that they know how to use the tools and they don't get hung up on technical issues. That preparation can be musical preparation, that they understand not only the particular piece of music that they're going to be recording, but the genre it falls into and the history and the styles, and that they are prepared with a relationship with the artist they're recording, that they have a working relationship, that they've built the trust, that the artist can listen to them and accept their criticism and trust their ears. And that's building a relationship with every artist that you work with.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this episode of An IT Minute.